We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
Kansas has to eliminate their turnover issues.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Oklahoma has three guys who can score. Who picks up the slack after that? This could be an amazing run for Baylor.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 football championship game. Natty Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66, live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
There was a basket brawl game on Tuesday. Third-ranked Kansas beat Kansas State 81-60, and then they took turns beating each other up, a bench-clearing brawl right at the end of the game. KU's Sylvia DeSosa blocked the DeJuan Gordon shot with 1 second to go. He stood over him. The bench is emptied. You saw the video, but he, you know, DeSosa, he's got the stool over his head. I didn't know if this was like the start of a wrestling event, another, you know, like the opening of another Snoop Dogg concert. I didn't know what was going on. It was like just pandemonium there, under the basket, behind the basket. Just a crazy event. Let me get to some hot takes here from the coaches, Bill Self and Bruce Weber. Here's Self.
That was an embarrassment by on our part for the role that we played in it, and there will be consequences that I'm sure I'll announce tomorrow.
We'll get to that in a moment, and then you know, he said, look, it took him a few seconds to kind of realize what was going on.
I was shaking hands with Bruce as the play was going down to the other end. Bruce came down and to shake hands, and so I did not see what transpired until everybody started running out there.
And same thing with Bruce. He had no idea what was happening either.
You win with class, you lose with class. Disappointing that anything had to happen at the end. And you know, that's all I can say.
All right, and you know, he says he doesn't know what had triggered it.
No idea. I didn't see anything. So it's disappointing it ended that way. Credit to them, they kicked our butt, and in so many ways.
Now, come on, they had to know what was going on. I know they didn't want to comment out of line. They wanted to check the video and all that stuff. So we were awaiting the discipline prior to going on to the show. And
we take you now with another fast-breaking news story.
Yes, well, Bill Self, he did hand down the suspensions. DeSosa got the first penalty. Self took it upon himself and suspended him indefinitely for holding the stool over his head and all of that good stuff. And then the Big 12 stepped in. They gave DeSosa 12 games and teammate David McCormick two games. So DeSosa, so you've got the Big 12 SEC Challenge, and then they've played six, so they got 12 more games. So I think he'll be eligible to come back unless, you know, Self thinks something different. He'll be eligible to come back the final Big 12 game of the season. That's DeSosa. And then Kansas State, James Love got eight games, and Antonio Gordon for three. So a wild night at Allen Fieldhouse. And, you know, listen, the next time these two come around, there's not going to be any issues. They'll be on their best behavior. There's no doubt about that. So that was the first big game that was going on. And I just flip off to that, and I'm going to the other games. I want to try to find Tech and TCU and search down Iowa State and Oklahoma State. And then I see, you know, my Twitter blows up. I'm looking back. Well, what's going on? Just a crazy night. So TCU's Desmond Bain scored 27 points, 10 of 15 shooting, 6 3-pointers. He was hitting everything, it seemed. And after a miserable week on the road, they come back to upset number 18 Texas Tech 65-54. Tech was up 4 points going into the second half, and then the Horned Frogs used a 13-2 run to push the game open. Jamie Dixon talks about beating Tech.
Well, I mean, I thought we were playing hard early, so I felt good about it. A little bit of execution offensively in the second half, especially at the start of it, was really good for us. And, you know, we didn't give them threes. That was it. I mean, they had four in the first half and ended up with four. So that's what we wanted to do. And, you know, the rebounding also was key. 27. We beat them by seven on the glass. So that's what it needed to be, and that's what it had to be. That was the only way. So trying to get that message across to our guys: when we out-rebound people, we win. When we don't, we don't. So it's a simple equation.
And Tech went 0-for-7 on threes in the second half. Kevin Samuel, 11 points, 11 rebounds for the Frogs. I think seven of those were on the offensive glass. Impressive. After a 32-point loss at West Virginia, a 20-point loss at Oklahoma, big bounce back for TCU. Iowa State picked up their second conference win. Oklahoma State winless. An 89-82 final, a victory for the Cyclones. A big win and a big man stepping up for Iowa State. Todd Kim of Radio Iowa will join me next. We'll talk about that Cyclones win, and we'll look ahead at their game at Auburn on Saturday, part of this Big 12 SEC Challenge. In fact, on the show, I'll be looking at all the matches. We've got 10 games to get to, so I'll do that. We have our starting five, the top performances from the past week, our Natty Light Making It Look Natural Play of the Week, and our Can't Miss Game of the Week presented by Tickets for Less. So we've got a lot to get to. Hey, listen, you might still be in college. You might be interning somewhere. The best graduation gift you can get, maybe have your parents chip in on this. You've got to go to RevealSuits.com, because here's why. Listen, you're going to get your first job interview. You've got to look slick. Reveal Suits, the official business apparel provider of the Big 12 Conference, designs custom-branded suits and blazers representing your college. So, listen, you're going to go into this interview process with 20, 30 other people that want the job. When you walk in, unbutton that blazer, and your school logo is in the lining of your jacket, it's going to grab the attention of the person. You're going to knock out the interview. But what's going to stick out? That person doing the interview, they're going to remember you. They're going to remember you with your Longhorns logo, with your Jayhawks logo inside your suit. It's going to be a conversation starter. They're going to remember you because you're going to look sharp, you're going to look professional, and you're going to show that you have passion. And that's where you can turn your suit into a statement. RevealSuits.com. If you go to their website, give them your email and receive a free gift with your purchase. RevealSuits.com. All right, more coming up on the Big 12 this week. We got a lot going on. It's brought to you by Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is your chance to experience the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in March. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. Prime Sport is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit primesport.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Basketball.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit revealsuits.com to begin your order today. Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit revealsuits.com to begin your order today.
Back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. If you can't hear the show live, download it as a podcast wherever you pick up your podcasts, Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Just download it now. Search Big 12 This Week and subscribe. My guest is Todd Kim, sports director at Radio Iowa. He follows Iowa State among his many responsibilities. Todd, welcome to the show. Glad you're with me.
Thanks for having me on, Bill. Appreciate it.
Tyrese Halliburton joked after Iowa State's 89-82 win on Tuesday over Oklahoma State that Solomon Young looked like Shaq.
Cyclones look to run. Bolton finds Halliburton. A no-look pass to Young, and he stuffed it with the right hand. My goodness, what a look by Halliburton.
A career-high 27 points off the bench, 9 rebounds, a couple of blocks for Young. You heard the call there from John Walters. A season-high
30 minutes as well. Is this something that we haven't seen from the Cyclones, but could it perhaps be a sign of the future, seeing more young?
Boy, it's exactly what they need, Bill. You know, when you think about the way this Iowa State team has struggled from three-point range, going into last night's game, they were below 31% for the season from three-point range. You've got two ways that you can open up those shots. One is with the dribble drive. The other is if you've got a guy that can play with his back to the basket, that's going to help with some of the kickouts. And Iowa State really hadn't had either one of those for much of the season. So they've been relying more on the three-point shot that you don't get by getting the ball inside and out. And Steve Prohm talked a lot about paint touches and getting more of them. But it's one thing to touch it in the paint, but you need someone who can finish. And you're right, Solomon Young gave them a big lift last night. Not only did he go 7-for-8 from the floor, but he got to the foul line, made 13 of 15 from the stripe. That was a big part of why Iowa State made 11 three-pointers last night. Just that threat of getting the ball in deep is what they've been lacking.
Now, I don't want to pick the team apart because it was a great game. Oklahoma State still looking for their first win in conference play. So is it too soon to say this, but 11 of 24 from three last night, but only 3 of 22 in their loss to Texas Tech. So big picture, is this an Iowa State team that's going to struggle to try to get to 500, to try to get to the middle of the pack, or is it just too soon to tell?
I think it's too soon to tell, but in the next week or so, you may get a good idea, because not only do they go to Auburn in this weekend in the SEC Big 12 Challenge, then they've got Baylor at home, at Texas, at West Virginia. That stretch is going to be big. If they could get a couple of those, then you look at maybe they're riding the ship and they can finish above 500. If they struggle in that next stretch of games, then they could be in trouble in terms of finishing 500. But, you know, you got to remember too, Bill, I think a lot of times people forget that Iowa State's done a good job over the years of retooling every year, even when they lose players early. But they lost three last year, including Mariel Shayok, who was their leading scorer. They lost Lindell Wigginton. They lost Taylen Horton Tucker. He was a one and done and on to the professional ranks. So it's tough to lose those players and then regroup and retool right away and restock. So that's been a little bit of Iowa State's problem, though Steve Prohm doesn't like to talk about that.
And we'll talk about this matchup with Auburn and Iowa State coming up on Saturday at 11. Todd Kim, sports director at Radio Iowa. Some of the young guys, the guard play, Tyrese Halliburton, the sophomore, fourth in the Big 12 at scoring. If you look at his recent games, only 6 points against then number two Baylor and 5 points against number three Kansas earlier in the month. But what's he doing well as just a sophomore, and what does he kind of need to work on?
He has done a really good job of distributing the basketball. And last year as a freshman, he didn't really shoot that much because he had playmakers around him and players who could finish. So Steve Prohm's really been after him this year to be more of a scorer, and he has been. I think he needs probably to do a little better job of creating off the dribble. He does get a lot of assists. He had 6 again last night, and he can shoot it from three-point range. So he's done a great job for him considering he's just a sophomore. He's a lanky kid, about 6'5". Doesn't look like your traditional point guard, but he's a terrific player. And really, even after his freshman season, he didn't score a lot, but he has scored more this year, and they really need it.
And then you look at the other sophomore guard, Bolton. He had 21 on Tuesday nights. A couple of big games from him recently. So if you can get that guard play kind of going and moving in the right direction, Coach Prohm has got to be happy with that too.
No question. And when you look at it, Bill, in college basketball, if you've got the guy in the middle who can play with his back to the basket, then you can spread the court. If you've got a good three-point shooter on each side, that's a great formula to have. But you've got to do it consistently, and that's what Iowa State hasn't been able to do. Hopefully the emergence of Young will give them more inside presence, and that's what they're looking for, especially when they go on the road. You've got to get to the foul line when you go on the road to be successful, because it seems like in close games on the road, you have to make a bunch of baskets down the stretch to win. And if you can get it done from the foul line, that's going to help you out a lot.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, really, that leads into this game at Auburn. Here was a team that was ranked as high as number four. Then they had two losses at Alabama and then at Florida. And the Gators really took advantage of them, getting 6'11 center Austin Wiley into foul trouble. And that's when the Gators were able to attack. So you look at what Young did Tuesday night against Oklahoma State, getting to the foul line, getting some buckets up close. I mean, that would seem to be the formula, and you kind of touched on it already. Get the ball inside to somebody that not only touches it, but then can make something happen.
And, you know, this Auburn team is known for their great defense, too, Bill. They didn't shoot it very well last week. And maybe that's a bad thing that Iowa State's catching them at this time after having an off week. One thing Iowa State did last night that they can't do at Auburn, they turned it over 19 times, and this hasn't been a big turnover team. And you cannot do that when you go down and play Auburn on the road, because if you turn it over 19 times, you're going to be in trouble, because it's going to lead to runouts and easy baskets. And this is an Auburn team that struggled a little bit in the half court. So you can't afford to give them easy baskets and the layups that they'll get if you turn it over a lot.
Todd Kim, sports director at Radio Iowa, joining us. All right, let's look big picture. All right. I was going to. I'll get to my next question here. Let's get into this Kansas State game, because you were. You got to see firsthand. It happened during the football season. Iowa State and their in-state rival, the Iowa Hawkeyes, they got into it, right? The marching bands were involved and everything. That was a crazy football event. So, I mean, you guys know a thing or two about hot rivalries.
Exactly.
And so last night, you know, we saw what happened between Kansas State and Kansas. And I don't mean to joke, but look, it got out of hand. Tempers flared. I thought the coaches handled it well. And you know, we've heard from the coaches here earlier on the show on Big 12 this week. This will blow. I think Bruce Weber and Bill Self will get a handle on this. I don't think there's going to be issues the rest of this season going down the line. But, you know, how did you see this thing play out?
Well, I first saw it, Bill, when I was following the Iowa State game. And then I see a picture on Twitter of DeSosa with a stool above his head in a threatening manner. And I'm thinking, what the heck happened? So, of course, then I went back and then found in just a matter of minutes the video of what happened at the end. You know, it's unfortunate. But, you know, watching the talking heads on ESPN this morning, Bill, you'd have thought that this was the most travesty, the biggest travesty ever to happen in the world of sports. They're talking about DeSosa being suspended for the rest of the season. You know, let's keep it in perspective here. It was an unfortunate incident, but these type of things used to happen quite a bit. You know, there'll be some suspensions out of this. I don't know how long, but seems like rest of the season's kind of a ridiculous length of time for an event like this. And like you said, the coaches handled it well. You know, it's one of the things where if they're dribbling out the game, let them dribble it out, right? That's kind of the unwritten rule. And then it kind of got out of hand out of that after that. But, you know, it's an intense rivalry. It always has been. And it's something that was unfortunate, but I just don't see it as the travesty that everybody's trying to make this out to be.
All right, so each team is sitting with six conference games under their belt, third of the way through the conference schedule. Does anything surprise you about what you're seeing so far?
Well, I just think how good Baylor's been. It's not a big surprise because Scott Drew's done a great job there. But their switch to man-to-man this year, because they were predominantly zone team for years, and now they're playing a lot more man-to-man. That, I think, has really put them at a different level. They're leading the Big 12 in defense. They're, you know, in the top half in offense. So I just think the way they're playing right now, Bill, is outstanding. And Scott Drew deserves a lot of credit, because this is a very, very good basketball team that if you watch them, they're good in all different areas, too.
Yeah. AP top 25 rankings. Baylor got up to number one in the AP. Gonzaga from the coaches. But seven teams already, when you include Michigan State in the preseason, seven teams have held on to that number one spot. That ties 1983 for a record when there were seven number ones. Houston, Indiana, Memphis, UNLV, North Carolina, UCLA, and Virginia. I would think at some point there will probably be an eighth team, an eighth different team. But as you look at things right now, Baylor, Gonzaga, KU, and then San Diego State at 19-0. And then you've got a bunch of two, three-loss teams, you know, after that, Florida State, Louisville, Duke. You know, Baylor's got a much tougher road than Gonzaga. I would see Gonzaga back in that top spot. I don't know if there's another team that can sneak up to the number one spot here for quite a while.
Well, especially when you look at some of the Power Five conferences and some of the road games they still have to play. Now, Baylor did win at Kansas, so take that one off the board. But there's still a lot of tough places to play. West Virginia is a very good team as well this year. They're vastly improved, and they've been impressive. So, yeah, Baylor's got a lot of tough games left. I'm sure they're much tougher than what Gonzaga has out there. But, Bill, if you look at it, what is March going to look like in the big dance? I mean, it's going to be phenomenal, the kind of games you're going to see, without really, I mean, a lot of times you can look at it and say that the four number one seeds are way better than other teams. I don't think you're going to be able to say that this year.
No, that's a great point. I know there's going to be a lot of upset teams that that either get left off down near the bottom or get shuffled and placed somewhere with a seeding that they're not happy with. That could really be interesting. Yeah.
Wow. Exactly, and who knows how many four, five, six seeds you're going to see make deep runs into the NCAA tournament just because the parity that we're seeing in college basketball. I mean, look at Kentucky losing at home to Evansville. Evansville's winless in the Missouri Valley Conference right now. Yeah, yeah, it's unthinkable.
Yeah, they just got rid of their coach.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was an off-the-court incident. So,
right, yeah.
But it's just been wild since the start of this thing.
The whole season has been a hot mess so far, and we're only a third of the way through conference play, so good
exactly.
stuff. Yeah. All right. Well, Todd Kim, thanks so much for your time. Sports director at Radio Iowa. Some great insight on the Cyclones, and I love your take on KU and Kansas State. That was really good.
Well, thanks for having me on, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no doubt. We've got more coming up as we preview the Big 12 SEC challenges coming up this weekend on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is your chance to experience the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in March. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. Prime Sport is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit primesport.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Basketball.
Welcome to the Big 12, a place marked by unmistakable commitment and unrivaled spirit, where every school plays every other, home and away, and champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, a conference unlike all others, where potential is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and excitement is unleashed.
Big 12 basketball, an unbelievable experience. Follow the action on Big 12 now on ESPN+.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is your chance to experience the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in March. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. Prime Sport is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit primesport.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Basketball.
Welcome to the Big 12, a place unbound by geography, but united in spirit, where every school plays every other, home and away, and champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion. A conference unlike all others, where potential is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
Big 12 Women's Basketball, an unbelievable experience. Follow the action on Big 12 now on ESPN+.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm your host, Bill Pollack, and it is time for our Big 12 Can't Miss Game of the Week, presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Big 12 SEC Challenge. Obviously, we've got to feature number 15 Kentucky at number 18 Texas Tech. It's the only game that features two ranked teams, 5 p.m. Central on ESPN and the Red Raider Radio Network. Jeff Haxton, the voice of Tech, tells us that this is a game that fans have been waiting for, and it will be a wild atmosphere.
Well, certainly there has been a lot of buildup and talk about playing the Kentucky Wildcats really ever since the announcement was made. I think folks expected the matchup to be Kentucky and Kansas, and when it was Kentucky and Texas Tech, that made everybody puff their chest out around here a little bit, because they were like, hey, we have the big matchup from the SEC. Well, now you've got that matchup in a little bit of a downswing with what happened against TCU. That stings. And so when that sting wears off as you get closer to Saturday, people are going to start getting more and more ramped up. This game has been sold out forever. It should be an incredible atmosphere, long lines of students waiting to get into this game. If you were a student and wanted to be guaranteed to get in this game, you had to go to a certain amount of the other games. So there have been a lot of preparations for the Wildcats here. And you got Coach Beard against Coach Calipari, and everybody is extremely excited to get Kentucky in here and see if you can pull off a big win over a powerhouse team like a Big Blue Nation.
All right, let's hear from the coaches. The SEC coaches were on a conference call Wednesday morning. Chris Beard talks about facing Coach Cal and Kentucky.
As many challenges can possibly be, imagined. He's one of the best coaches in the history of college basketball. It's obviously one of the most historic programs, great fan base, another year of incredible talent. We're just getting started on the game, or I am personally. Respect levels off the charts. We'll have to play the best game of the season to have a chance to be competitive in the game, in my opinion. Just a team that we have a lot of respect for, a team that's definitely good enough to win the national championship.
And what makes Kentucky a solid contender, Tony Barbie of their coaching staff was talking about the benefits of having good guards. And he said that's what college basketball is. You can have some mediocre bigs across your front line, but if you've got good guard play, you've got a chance. Well, they've got the guard play. They also have the bigs. And one guard to watch is number 0, Ashton Hagans. He scored 23 points on Tuesday as the Wildcats beat Georgia. Coach Cal said it on national TV. He said it in his postgame presser. This is the best guard in the country.
I say it again. Ashton is as good a point guard, in my opinion, the best point guard in the country. And the reason is how he defends. He can go shut out any of the three guys, whoever he needs to guard, pick and roll defense, dribble handoffs, all that stuff, being able to keep people in front, getting his hands on balls. And he, at the end of the day, he was mad Johnny didn't shoot it because he wanted another assist. That's why I grabbed him. I know why you did that and got mad. You wanted another assist. You're going to lead the school in assists in our history, so stop it. Just play basketball.
We're breaking down Kentucky and Texas Tech, our Big 12 Can't Miss Game of the Week, presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Score great deals today. Use the discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com. Discount code Big12Radio, ticketsforless.com. So Chris Beard is enjoying his team. He said it's hard for him to give an evaluation with a new team and freshmen, and it's still early in the year.
We're a work in progress. I'm not much of a reflector kind of guy during the season. I think all that stuff happens after the year. But, you know, I would tell you that I'm really enjoying coaching this team. I'm proud of this team. We returned one starter from last year's national championship game team, Final Four team. We returned two players that played last year in a Texas Tech uniform, game minutes. And then somehow we feel like, you know, kind of built a team as we've gone along here that's more than competitive. So I think on the positive side, you know, I'm just proud of this year's team with new players and freshmen, and, you know, we're off to a good start. We control our own destiny in a lot of ways, which, as do most teams around the country right now. On the other side, we're definitely a team that's still, you know, a work in progress, still trying to find consistency. We've had some amazing moments this year. We've played some really good basketball for extended periods of time, but we're still searching for that complete game, you know, as are a lot of teams.
All right, we'll see if they can get that complete game this Saturday when number 18 Tech hosts number 15 Kentucky. That is our Big 12, I guess we could call it the Big 12 SEC can't-miss game of the week, presented by Tickets for Less. Score great deals with the discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com. We'll break down the other games, our Natty Light play of the week, the starting five, much, much more coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. And they have tickets on sale now for the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in Kansas City this March. Visit ticketsforless.com for the best selection, best seats, and best prices on Big 12 Basketball Tournament tickets today. Single session and all session strips are available. And Tickets for Less will never charge you any taxes or service fees. Score great deals on Big 12 Tournament tickets at ticketsforless.com.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Big 12 women are back. Here's your chance to see some of the best collegiate women's basketball in the nation back in Kansas City. See the defending national champion Baylor and other nationally ranked teams in the Big 12 March 12 through 15 at Kansas City's historic Municipal Auditorium.
Tickets on sale now at visitkc.com/Big12WBB or Ticketmaster.com.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12.
Your Suitor Blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Back on Big 12 This Week, I'm Bill Pollack. Playing our commercials again for the second week in a row is Shelly. She's stepping in for Dave Big Perm. Big Perm is taking care of the little Perms in the family. He's got some sick kiddos. Shelly, can I call you Big Perm the Second? You got a nice full head of hair, too. Doing a great job filling in. All right, let's... Listen, I want to remind you that you can listen to Big 12 This Week on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Stuff's getting thrown at me. What is it? I'm like at a Kansas game. Shelly's throwing stuff at me. Settle down. All right. Well, I won't call you Big Perm the second. All right. Let's get into our Natural Light Seltzer, making it look natural. They are the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer. Big 12 meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. Last Saturday, Texas Tech freshman Terrence Shannon Jr., back in uniform after missing some time with a back injury. In the game against Iowa State, he came in off the bench just 2 minutes 50 seconds into the game. He made an impact immediately, coming up with a steal and a breakaway tomahawk jam.
Takes it to his left and sidearms it. Shannon runs through the ball, takes it to the rack, hammers it!
All right, Jeff Haxton on the call. Shannon finished with 11 points in 24 minutes, 4 of 4 from the floor, 4 rebounds, and that steal. Making it look natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. All right, let's look at the rest of this schedule here for the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Let me find my schedule. All right, we already talked about Iowa State. At number 16, Auburn. That's an 11 a.m. tip. And then a former Big 12 team, the University of Missouri, will be at number 14, West Virginia. That also an 11 a.m. tip. That's on ESPN2. Mizzou is without their top center, Jeremiah Tillman. So I was talking with Tony Caridi. And when you've got guys like Shibwe and Culver, when they see that the big guy is going to be out for the team. Do they start licking their chops, getting ready for a chance to have a big game?
West Virginia is unique in that it has two very productive, big, physical players in Oscar Shibwe, the freshman, and sophomore Derek Culver. This intent all season long has been to get the ball down inside. It really is kind of a throwback as to how West Virginia is playing offense in that this game has become so perimeter-based, teams looking for the three-point shot. That is not the case. With West Virginia's two bigs, the first look is get the ball inside. And teams have had very difficult times guarding Shibwe, who's a potential and will be a pro, and Derek Culver as well. Both of those guys have been hovering around double figures and rebounds and points all season long. They're very, very good. They're very, very physical. So I would think no matter who West Virginia's opponent is, the intent will be to get inside and to physically have great success.
Missouri coach Konzo Martin preaches defense, but they've struggled against teams shooting three-pointers, and I think they've given up better than 40% in their last four games. So how does Bob Huggins balance the potential inside matchups with also not being afraid to take some threes?
This is a really good question because coming into the season, Bob Huggins, and really anyone that followed Mountaineer basketball thought this would be a very good perimeter shooting team. They had some kids coming back that could make shots, and then they brought in a couple of kids, a junior college national scorer last year, Sean McNeil, and another junior college transfer named Taz Sherman. They thought, well, this is going to be a really good team. That has not consistently materialized. So as a result, this is not a team at West Virginia that has shot the ball consistently well. However, in its last game against Texas, they started to make shots. In fact, last Saturday in the second half against Kansas State, they made some shots from the perimeter. So this has really been a team that's been inconsistent in shooting the three ball. Once again, they go back. They look inside the lane first. And at times it's made threes, but not consistently.
All right, LSU at Texas on ESPN, a 1 p.m. Central tip. Shaka Smart and Will Wade, long history together. Smart hired Wade at VCU. Wade left for the Chattanooga job and then returned to VCU when Smart took the Texas job.
Will had impressed me so much in our time together that it was really, really easy to say, hey, here's a guy that I think can come in and work extremely hard. Be passionate about the guys on our team. Really, really impressed with, the group that Will's put together. And then also the fact that he's just got them playing so well together. I think they really, really fit each other, play well together. They seem to enjoy each other. They enjoy when each guy makes plays. I think, Smart and Mays do a terrific job kind of running the show as the backcourt. And then their front court, man, those guys are as active and aggressive and athletic and fearless as they come, and easy to see why they're doing so well.
All right, also at 1 o'clock, Oklahoma hosts Mississippi State. It was a short turnaround for Lon Kruger's team playing on Saturday, then facing Baylor Monday. Now some time to prepare for Mississippi State. But the Sooners were killed on the boards Monday. And Kruger says the Bulldogs are even better than the Bears.
Any coach, of course, would prefer more days than one, but we all have that from time to time, so that wasn't any great concern. It just happens. Now we got three off yesterday, now 3 days of practice and preparation for Mississippi State. Another very good rebounding club, very big, very physical, and we have to make progress during these 3 days. Guys were disappointed after the ball game. I thought second half especially we battled better on the boards. We did some things really good defensively throughout the ball game. We had trouble keeping Baylor from getting second shots, especially in the first half. They're very good, obviously, number one team in the country, and very good rebounding team as well. So Mississippi State's statistically a better rebounding team, so we've got our hands full, and hopefully we can learn from the second half and can make progress going into Saturday.
3 p.m. tip coming up. Oklahoma State travels to Texas A&M, the other former Big 12 team. Mike Boynton's Cowboys 0-6 in SEC play. He's hoping this non-conference matchup kind of kickstarts his club.
I feel like our team has shown improvement. Obviously disappointed that we haven't got the results that we wanted. But our job as a staff is to stay the course, keep encouraging these young guys to get better, keep trying to put our older guys in position to finish their careers off in a positive way. And that's what we'll do. No one's happy about where we are, not having to win in conference play through six games, or really not having played particularly well for the better part of a month now. But, you got to see the small signs of improvement, things that you can get better at. And take those things and build off them and try to eliminate some of the mistakes.
All right, another 3 p.m. Central tip. Number 3, Kansas hosting Tennessee. Of course, you know about the suspensions for the Jayhawks. Bill Self and Rick Barnes, they had some good matchups when Barnes was at Texas. Self has gotten the better of Barnes, I think, winning 8 of the last 9. And I think maybe 7 of the last 8 when they were Big 12 rivals. So we'll keep an eye on that. Another 3 p.m. tip. That game will be on ESPN, by the way. On ESPN2 at 3 Central, TCU at Arkansas. And then we get into the later games. 5 o'clock, K-State at Alabama on ESPN2. The Tide beat Auburn when they were ranked 4th. And they got hot with the 3 ball over the last couple of games. And that's a concern for Bruce Weber.
Obviously, they can score the basketball, and playing at a high level, shooting that 3 ball, when they get their
rivalry win like that, that's always positive for the program and the fans. You know, we're catching them when they're a little bit on a nice hot streak, playing with some positive energy. I love the SEC Challenge. I don't like where it is in the middle of January, in the middle of your conference. I wish it was in December.
You know, I think the majority of the coaches don't like the game. I think Boynton was the only one who said, yeah, you know, maybe this kind of mixes some things up for us. And then, of course, we just talked about the Kentucky-Texas Tech matchup. That's at 5 on ESPN. And then at 7 at night, number one, Baylor taking on Florida. It'll be a great Big 12 SEC challenge. All right, stick around. More coming up. The starting five. We'll blow through some other stuff. We still got a lot to get to. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light. Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is your chance to experience the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in March. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. Prime Sport is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit primesport.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Basketball.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
Welcome to the Big 12, a place marked by unmistakable commitment and unrivaled spirit, where every school plays every other home and away, and champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, a conference unlike all others, where potential is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and excitement is unleashed.
Big 12 basketball, an unbelievable experience. Follow the action on Big 12 Now on ESPN+.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. All right, our starting five. I usually have the starting five at the start of the show, but so much to get to. So let's get into it. Brady Manek of Oklahoma, two performances worth mentioning. Saturday, he scored a career-high 31 points in the Sooners' 83-63 win over TCU, and he hit a milestone.
Left corner, Bieniemy. 3 minutes gone by second half. Bieniemy, kickback, Manek. Another three up by Brady. He got it again! Oh, mama! Alondis Williams. Kick deflected to Manek in the corner for a three, and it might be their day. He knocked the bottom out of it again. Not in a big hurry. Reeves in a trot at half court to Bieniemy. Baseline pass, Brady. It was behind him, but he got it, and he floats it up and in. All right, Brady, two for three at the line today. One and one with 55 seconds left. It is up, and it is good. 1,000 career points for Brady Manek.
Toby Rowland, and then Manek followed that up with a 21-point performance in the loss against Baylor. Christian Brown, back to the basket brawl game from Tuesday night. The freshman from Burlington, Kansas, hit 6 three-pointers. You'll hear Brian Haney call it the game of Brown's life. Here we go.
Here comes Dotson, 3-on-3. Dotson to Brown in the corner, launches and hits. A three-pointer is good. He kicks to Brown. Brown for three. Bullseye. He's 2 for 2. Dotson passes to Garrett. To Brown. Can he get a three? You bet he can. Throws up an air ball. Rebound of Bajie. They get it to Brown. He shoots a three and drains one from straight on. Brown wants a three. He'll get it again. Christian Brown with his fifth. Dribbles in, now backs it out. Looking for Brown on the wing. He orders up a 6-3 and delivers. Christian Brown in the game of his life. Coming up huge in the Dillon Sunflower Showdown.
That was huge. Also, recognizing Desmond Bain of TCU Tuesday night, 27 points, 10 of 15 shooting, and 6 of 8 from 3 as they knocked off the Red Raiders, 65-54. We talked about Solomon Young of Iowa State, made the decision he was going to be more aggressive, 27 points off the bench, 13 of 15 from the free throw line. That is huge. And then Cartier Jada of Kansas State, Saturday he pumped in 25 points for the Wildcats, as they were wearing those lavender jerseys, and boy, he had a big game.
Here's a steal. K-State takes it again. Here's Jada all the way to the rim for the flush. 20 seconds to go. He's got 9, and it's 42-25. Here's Xavier Snead to Jada on the left. Three-pointer on the way. Splash! He got it. Cartier Jada with 21. That's his third three and number 8 for the Cats. It's 67-54. Dejuan Gordon to Montavious Murphy. Out to Cardi. Three-point shot. Yes! He has been feeling it all day. He's got 25, four threes, and that's 9 for K-State.
Man, what a game. What a weekend for them. All right, that wraps up our starting five. More after this on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Welcome to the Big 12, a place unbound by geography, but united in spirit, where every school plays every other home and away, and champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion. A conference unlike all others, where potential is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
Big 12 women's basketball, an unbelievable experience. Follow the action on Big 12 Now on ESPN+.
All right, wrapping things up on Big 12 this week. The SEC and Big 12 conferences will unite to help bring awareness to the Mike Slive Foundation and its fight against prostate cancer. All the coaches on Saturday and their support staffs will wear a Mike Slive Foundation lapel pin during the games. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby said that the Big 12 is proud to join the SEC in honoring Slive during these challenge games. So that's a neat gesture there. Listen, you can check out Big 12 this week on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM on Thursday nights starting at 8 Eastern on channel 375. Well, enjoy the games. We've got a lot of them, 10 this weekend, and good luck to the Big 12. They've had some success, 35-25 against the SEC. I'm Bill Pollack. Appreciate you tuning in and listening. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natty Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.